Good evening, Ames. Welcome to 89.1 KHOI. We are a community-based radio station, and what that means is we have the ability to do things that some of the radio stations don't. We're located here at 410 Burnett. If you'd like to come on down and see a live show, we're about to broadcast something that's very special. We have a band in the house tonight that go by the name of the Arizona Landmines. We also have some friends in the house that we're familiar with. So give yourselves a hand for being here tonight. Yeah. Tonight is going to be somewhat informal. We'll have some songs. We'll talk to the band. We'll see what they're up to. And we do have room for more people to come on down. We are 89.1 KHOI-FM. We'd like to introduce the band now. This is Arizona Landmines.
Hello.
We'll be right back.
song. Arizona Landmine, you guys are kind of a hard-driving rock and roll band. Is that how you'd describe yourself?
Yeah. I'd say we're pretty punk at the same time. I don't know.
Well, you're loud as punk for sure. I'd like to quickly go around, introduce the band. My name's Blake Delaney. I'll be your host tonight. We're on 89.1 KHOI. We're really happy you're here. We've got a bunch of people in the studio tonight. We're so happy you're here tonight to enjoy this special occasion. First, I'm going to start off with, well, you've got two guitars, so I don't want to say who is lead and who is not. You guys can fight that out, but give me your name and a little bit of what you do for the band.
My name is Dan. I play, like, rhythm and lead. Griffin and I both switch off, so, yeah.
How long have you been playing guitar?
For about, like, 10 years-ish, maybe closer to, like, 12 or 13, I don't know.
Well, I tried for a few months. It was the most frustrating thing I ever did in my whole life. So I have a lot of respect for people who can play guitar and stay in rhythm. You guys sound great. We're going to go to the second alternative lead, Griffin.
How are you tonight?
Good. How are you?
I'm good.
So tell me a little bit about your guitar here. It's not your standard electric guitar.
It's a hollow body Ibanez Arc Core guitar. It's actually my brother's old guitar, and I've been playing it for a while, and I love it, and I don't really want to trade it for another one, but yeah.
We're going to go over to our bass player. I know this is our bass player because we only have one here. How you doing tonight? What's your name?
My name is Leon.
Leon.
Yep.
How long have you been playing? How long have you been on the bass, Leon?
Probably about like 3 or 4 years, so a little while.
Do you feel like you don't get the recognition you should? Bass players always get that.
Sometimes.
We're going to give you some recognition tonight. I'm going to go back here to the drummer. How are you tonight?
Good. My name's Ian. I play drums in Arizona Landmine.
Yes, he does. Do you guys, traveling must be one of the hardest things for bands to do. Do you have shows that you do on the road quite a bit?
We're kind of a newer band. I think we started earlier this year in the spring. And we've only really done, like, one small tour, which was a couple weeks ago, and that was kind of just a bunch of Midwest states. Like, we went up to Minneapolis, and then we went to the Quad Cities, and just kind of all around within, like, a, I don't know, 5-6 hour radius drive of Ames. But other than that, we tend to just play a lot of Ames shows, so yeah.
I think that most typical bands have to fight for everything they've got, where they're going to eat, where they're going to sleep, who they know, booking shows. Has that been a problem for you? Do you know the people where you're going? Have you had to spend the night in a van with each other?
No, not yet. But on this last one, it was kind of just like we knew people in the cities that we were going to, and they play in bands and they book shows, so they really helped us out with that. And we knew people in those cities that we were able to stay at, and they're hospitable to us, and yeah.
Well, it's nice being on the road and knowing people and having an atmosphere where you feel that you're part of a crowd. How have the crowds been while you've been on that short tour?
They were pretty awesome. The first few dates of the show, we had a really awesome turnout for some of our dates, and then one of the shows that we played, it was actually just the touring bands that played, and it was actually one of the most fun shows that we played. Like, nobody even showed up. It was just, like, us and everybody who was playing.
It's surprising how comforting a small show can feel, even when you know you're just by yourself or maybe five fans. So those are the times where maybe the most special moments happen, do you think?
Mm-hmm. I would say so, yeah.
Making friends with people and stuff.
Well, I've got to ask because I have not asked yet. How did the name Arizona Landmine come up?
You should ask Griffin.
Griff, we're going to go back over to the lead here, lead singer Griffin, and tell us a little bit about your name.
Mine? Oh, okay.
Well, no, not Griffin. I'd imagine the parents came up with that. You had no say in that. You can legally change it, but let's talk about the band name a little bit.
So the term Arizona Landmine came up from a really good friend of mine and Ian's, we call him Walters. And, what happened was he's a guy who is really theatrical and likes to have like a lot of crazy ideas and actually like go through and execute them. So, this idea that he had was, take an, Arizona iced tea, which is like one of those tall, like canned Arizona iced teas, And what he coined was landmining, but I looked up Urban Dictionary what landmining is, and there are no definitions that fulfilled this one. But what you do is, you are you familiar with like shotgunning like a beer or something like that?
Yes, I think that most of the people in this room are very familiar with shotgunning, but yeah.
Yeah, so it's like that. It has the first initial steps to that. You poke the hole in the bottom of the can, and instead of bringing it up to your mouth, you set it on the ground. And
this might be the weirdest explanation for a band name ever.
And you actually need a friend to come help you, and they stomp on the can while the person doing it puts their head on the ground right up next to the hole, and it all shoots out into their mouth at the same time. And so what happened was Walter's...
This sounds very convenient. I have a feeling that bands always try to make things harder than they probably should be.
Yeah, and so he really wanted me to do this, and he wanted me to stomp on the can and him to have all the iced tea, him to drink all that. And so what happened was I went to go do that, and my foot accidentally slipped, and I wound up kicking him in the head pretty hard.
You know, I'm still confused about the name of the band, but we're going to roll with that. Arizona Landmine, it's a drinking game. And a drink. I really thought we were going to have a great story about Phoenix or somewhere in that area, but no, that's not the case. You'll have to do a show in Arizona, and you'll never be able to leave backstage because nobody will believe this. You guys have another song lined up. What are we going to hear next?
The next song that we have is a single that we have out on the internet. It's streaming over at the website New Noise Magazine. It's called This Ain't My First Rodeo.
What's the name of the website where we can find this music?
It's newnoisemagazine.com.
Newnoisemagazine.com. We're sure happy everybody's here with us tonight. You're listening to 89.1 KHOI. This is another song, Arizona Landmine. You guys ready? Well, this is live radio. This is what happens, and we're getting plugged in and ready to roll. If you don't know where we are, we're at 410 Burnett. We've got a bunch of people in here. Douglas. Why do I keep saying Burnett? It's 410 Douglas. And if you'd like to come down, you can go there. You won't find anything. 410 Douglas, you could probably just stand outside the window and hear the band full-fledged. It's very loud in here. We're very excited about the next song, so let's let it roll. It's all right. No apologies for loud music. You're punk, remember?
Ready in the paper. Yeah.
89.1 KHOI. I want to talk to you guys a little bit about your songwriting techniques. I take it that you have all originals, or do you do covers as well?
Yeah, I think we've only played originals. We write our own songs. We've thought about doing some covers, but we've never really got around to doing that.
Well, in the band, who is the Lennon and who is the McCartney?
I don't know how to answer that. But I write the songs, and then I come up with the idea for the songs, and then bring it to band practice, and it's kind of just a skeleton of the song, and then everyone kind of just adds their own thing from there, and it goes from there. So yeah.
Is it hard to agree on rhythms and lyrics and the way songs are coming together, or is it a process that is just very comfortable and everybody starts to put their own into it and it's okay?
We have a good chemistry creatively. We all pretty much just, as soon as we come up with something, like, we get it done, like, right away pretty easily.
So it comes together for you. I'm going to go back to the drummer because they never get enough credit. You pound the heck out of this skin back here. Who were your musical influences when you were, when you're getting involved in music?
Yeah, I like loud drums. I really like the Smashing Pumpkins. That's probably my favorite band, and like Weezer. 311. Yeah, 311. I've seen 311 twice, which is more than I've ever seen like any of my favorite bands, which is really funny. I don't know if you know 311, but
I know 311. Hey, they're calling me out on my age now. I know 311. I know what 311 means, and yeah, I've heard of it.
Might be unfortunate, but yeah, I like loud rock drums pretty much. That's like what I bring to the table most often. Like, most of the time people tell me to play quieter. These guys don't, but like sound guys and stuff sometimes. So I think all of our styles are fairly different, and we all have our own little like niches that we would like, and they come together and blend pretty well. So,
well, your rhythm sections and your leads bleed very well together. I can probably testify that this is the loudest show that's ever been in this building as a radio station or anything else. We've had jazz bands here. We've had classical here. We've had several different shows, but that's the beauty of community radio. You get to bring together so many different genres under one roof, and that's something you can't find in other places. See, it's so popular, that's the hotline going crazy. It's probably the neighbors upstairs telling us to turn it down, but we are not going to do that. Let me ask you, Dan, who were your musical influences? Who are your musical influences? Where do you look to find inspiration?
At the Drive-In was a huge influence on me when I was learning how to play guitar. Cedric. Or Omar Rodriguez Lopez is a really good guitarist. And I don't know, I kind of just learned how to play by myself. And I learned off of a lot of pop punk bands, and I learned a lot of leads from like pop punk bands like Newfound Glory and stuff like that when I was growing up. So like,
let me ask you the same question. Where were you inspired to pick up the guitar? Was there a person in your life that made you want to pick up a guitar and play? Or was it a gift that you didn't want and you just ended up playing with it because that's what you had?
Actually, I started playing guitar because my brother actually taught me. My brother is like 4 years older than me, and I think I started when I was in like fifth or sixth grade. And I don't know how many years ago that is because I can't do math. But
that's because you were playing guitar in fifth grade. I understand.
Yeah.
Is your brother in any type of a band, or is he just a fan?
Yeah, he's played in quite a few bands. Right now, he used to live in Chicago, and then he moved up to Minneapolis, and now he's kind of working on some of his solo project, which I'm really excited for. So, yeah.
Do you ever have maybe inspirations or plans to play with him, to do a something with him?
Yeah, that would be the dream. That would be really cool for us to do. I know our parents always push us to do that because they're parents, but yeah.
So that's also a good point. Your parents support you in what you guys do.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, without a doubt.
It's important to have the support of your fans and your family as well, regardless of whether the music's loud or soft or obnoxious. It doesn't matter. It's nice to have those people in your corner. I'm going to go speak to our bass player right now because we haven't paid much attention to him. You sound great tonight. How do you feel?
I feel great. This is a cool place. I really like it here.
I'm amazed that you're not wearing earplugs. My ears are ringing already, but that's a great sign of a good concert. When you leave and your ears are bleeding and ringing, it's great. Tell me some of your influences, maybe the people in your life who encouraged you to go forward. Did you do anything in elementary or junior high or high school? Were you in a band or anything like that?
In elementary, I played violin for a while. I think I stopped in like sixth grade. That was really cool. I really enjoyed that. And then I played trombone in middle school. That was really cool too, but I stopped doing that. I got a drum set.
So is there a chance we might have a horn section here in the near future, like a punk horn?
Yeah. We were actually talking on the way over here. We were talking about Leon having his trombone, and we were saying that we should turn into a ska band and include that in there.
Well, we have a DJ and a gentleman who works here at the station. His name is Paul Hertz. He plays for Mumford's. And on the street, you would never guess he played the trombone. And on the stage, he kills it. Maybe you need to pop that trombone out and rip on it.
Yeah, I might have to hit him up and have him join us.
Well, he's listening somewhere. Here's a question you've probably never been asked. Do you have a favorite trombone player?
Do I have a favorite?
Oh. It's a trick question. I don't think there's an answer.
I don't have a favorite trombone player, but tuba from Family Guy. There's that guy that used to walk around. And then there's a guy behind him. Yeah. There, bump, 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 bump. I like that.
Yeah, we have a winner. That's a favorite tuba player. Who were your do you have musical influences? Were they all over the charts? Are you one genre, or do you like a lot of different music?
I like a lot of everything. Growing up, a lot of my friends listened to rap and stuff, so I was into that. But also, I love, like, really heavy stuff. So,
I've heard a lot of music that comes from you guys. It sounds like it's in the 90s and on up. Anybody a fan of classic rock, and did any of those type of people influence the way you play today? Because I know there's a lot of great guitar players from the classic rock era that really influence the bands you hear still today.
Yeah, personally, and I think we can all agree in the band, we all love Fleetwood Mac, and Fleetwood Mac's one of my favorite bands, and I just think they write some of the best pop music or pop structures in their songs, and I think they influence me quite a bit in terms of songwriting.
So do you think you're going to get famous?
I don't know.
Well, I know that this is not all you do. A band is more than just playing gigs and making a ton of money doing that. Everybody has schedules that they have to abide by and things they have to do above and beyond the band. What's the hardest part about being in a band where you do all have different schedules?
I think it's just that is being able to all come together and be like, okay, we have to align all the stuff going on. Me, Leon, and Ian are all full-time students. Daniel works two jobs. And Ian also works two jobs. And so we're all insanely busy. But we still are able to find some time. But I'd say that's probably the hardest thing about putting this band together is being able to make it work for all of our schedules.
Well, you have to draw the line somewhere and know when to skip a class and when not to, when to call in sick to work. Not saying that you've ever done that, but it is definitely difficult to be in a band where you've got so much going on. Do you guys do weekly practices, or is it something that just comes together?
Yeah, I'd say we practice about once or twice a week. If we have like a show coming up, it might be more frequent than that, like a few times in the week leading up to the show. So, yeah.
Well, I know that in bands, or when you get on stage, sometimes it can be a little bit of a stage fright. Do you guys ever find yourselves forgetting chords or forgetting lyrics and having to just plow through it like professionals?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I've done that already tonight. So, yeah, it happens a lot.
Well, that's what being a professional is. You plow through it, and nobody ever notices except you guys. You sound great. Would you like to play another song?
Yeah,
let's do this. What are we going to hear now?
This is going to be a newer song. It's called DIY Therapy.
DIY Therapy, 89.1. Thank you. KHOI, we're live. This is Arizona Landline.
Try to figure me out. You're not my therapist. cover out. Dissect our sunset. So I close my blinds and pretend to sleep like I do every night. You're asking all these questions and expect confessions. I didn't know that I was on the Dr. Phil's show. Keep on putting the faces to my own console. Trying to figure me out. You're not my therapist. Not your next therapist. Every step you take in my direction. During your discussion. Just pushing me. Trying to tell you every little secret like how I can't even dream anymore. Cause I'm so bored. Everyone inside it, they all feel the need to have something to say. Every time you look their way, just 1% of truth, you know what they're doing. 1% of truth, you know what they're doing. Do you know what I saw? See on your
membership drive coming up. This is where we unabashedly ask you for money to keep this whole operation rolling. It takes quite a bit of money every month just to keep the lights on, just to keep the doors open, just to keep live bands filtering into this wonderful station that we've created for Ames, Story City, and surrounding communities. So if you like what you hear, we want you to give us a call and help donate your time, help donate money. Do what you can to keep this radio station alive. We provide so many things that we cannot find on our everyday 24-hour radio station. A variety of bands, a variety of talk shows, a variety of informational segments that you can't find anywhere else. We're always looking for volunteers, and we're always looking for people to come in, answer phones, be on the air, create and produce a show. Help us get the word out that we are here and we want to stay. If you want to help us out, if you would like to be involved in what we do, our number is 515-232-0365. Or you can always catch us on the web. You can, you know, one of the features that we bring to this radio station is we have the ability now to be heard not only in our vicinity, our general listening area over the radio. You can live stream us, and that's always available at www.khoifm.org. And when you go to that site, you'll be able to archive old shows, catch up on things that you haven't heard, find out about new shows, find out actually what's happening at this shop, at this little radio station that we call home. We're really pleased to have the band here tonight, and we should go in and ask a few more questions. You work two jobs, Dan. So you're a busy dude. Where do you work?
I work at the Superdog and Eurostands on Welch and out in front of Whiskey River.
We've all been there, and this I know in this room we've all been there.
Yeah, it's a really awesome job. I work there for this dude named Chad. He's done a lot to help me out, and I also work for him at Battles Barbecue on Welch Avenue too. Oh, Battle Cry Smokehouse.
Yeah, we should probably get that right. We as a radio station here rely on the volunteer work and the help of members of our community and our listening area. We rely on funds to come in from them. Do you guys find it as a band, you're kind of like a community radio station? You have to rely on a lot of people, a small village, to make this work.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Starting a brand new band, it is vital for the entire community to come out and help support us and help continuing us doing it, and Ames has done a fantastic job at doing that.
Well, we're glad you're here. Do you have any shows coming up in this area where people can come out and see you if they, you know, if they weren't aware that this was happening tonight? And we're here for another 40 minutes or so, so you can still come down and catch a good part of our show.
Yeah. There's actually a really awesome show coming up on November 12th, which I believe is this upcoming Tuesday. November 10th, this upcoming Tuesday, we're playing a house show with another Ames band, Stars Hollow, and a band from the Quad Cities called Catholic Werewolves. There's a lot of bands on this show. Underdog Story, I think, is playing that. Huh? Another touring band. Their name is escaping me right now.
So this is going to be a big show. A lot of bands are going to be there. Where is this house party? Are you allowed to tell where it's at?
What I'll say is if you could find us on Facebook and message us, and we will give you the address to the show.
And what is your Facebook page?
It's just, I believe it's facebook.com/Arizona Landmine.
Arizona Landmine. Check them out on Facebook. They'll give you the schedule where they're going to be. You know, house shows are becoming a real big part of the music community, not only here in Ames, but all over the country, because there are several communities that have a problem with underage people being able to see live shows. And I think this is where the house show has spawned. And we have several locations now in town, and more are popping up every year. Is that something you guys are excited to do?
Definitely, for sure. Like what you said, like having like all ages shows, that just opens up like our like the fan base, people like coming to see us.
And I get the impression that a house show is much more intimate than being on a stage where you've got lights and you can't see what's going on. But when you're in a house show, they're there to see you. And I'm assuming the pressure is a little more.
Yeah, I mean, it's great you say that. Like, that's why I personally prefer house shows over playing, like, bars and stuff. I've played both bars and house shows for a while. And with bars, it seems to get you, or it seems that you get more of a secondary audience. You get a lot of people who just kind of show up to have some drinks, and they seem pretty passive about the music that's playing. But at house shows, everyone's coming there to see the band and support the bands, and it is definitely way more intimate, and that's why I prefer it.
And it's probably good for a band to play in bars and get that feeling of having a passive crowd that is talking in the background. You can hear that because you still have to put on a show. You still have to perform. You still have to get up in front and act like this is the biggest show you've ever played.
Yeah, it's definitely – playing in bars is definitely – I'm not trying to talk bad about playing in bars. I enjoy playing in bars. But, yeah, it is something that's really important because it is a totally different audience that you're playing to. And, yeah, it's something that the more you play, the more you get used to it. So,
and house shows, you get a fan base that's much more active, much more willing to come to the front, get dancing going, get into the grind of things. And that must be a little harder project to put together when you're at a bar. But when you do have that explosion of dancers on the floor at a bar, that's got to be a special feeling as well.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Like, one of my favorite places to play around here is DG's. The sound is really great there, and a lot of people that go there are really into the music that's playing and do that and go out on the dance floor and really show their support. And so, yeah.
We're lucky right now in this time because the Ames music scene has always been seen as a kind of an underground thing. And I think in the last 3 years, especially in the last 2 years, it has become a very above-ground situation. You do have places like DG's Tap House that produce a great sound, and people know that that's a place to go for live music. We also have Blue Stem down the road, which is producing some really nice shows. Even places like Nevada, they've turned their old theater into a music and comedy shop, and they are bringing in a lot of talent. And then you have guys like Nate Logston, who run Max Ames Music here in Ames, and him alone, with the help of his friends, have also brought the music scene above ground and created something very special. Do you guys want to play or plan on doing small festivals, things like Max Ames in the future, where you can get your presence out there and be part of this new above ground music scene?
Yeah, we would definitely love to do that. One thing I love about Ames is there just seems to, like you listed off, so many different resources for tons of musicians to get tons of support, and that's what I love about it. And they just keep doing it and keep doing it, and it's great. But yeah, we would love to play Max Ames Fest if we were given that opportunity.
I know a guy. I think we can make that work. Did you ever do open mic sessions when you guys weren't a band? Did you ever go to open mic things and just?
Oh yeah. Yeah, open mic is always an interesting time. You really never know what you're in store for whenever you go to an open mic. But yeah, it's a great way if you're a very entry level performing artist to really kind of get a grasp on how to improve your art and improve your performance.
And I'm assuming that is probably good for your confidence to play in a small, intimate group where you know you're being watched, and to get over that feeling of being monitored and feel like you're being pressured to perform your very best. It probably helps you in shows down the road.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Well, okay. You guys want to play another song? All right. You guys are listening to 89.1 KHOI-FM. What are we going to play here?
We're going to play a song off of an upcoming EP that we're going to be releasing at the end of the year. And it's the first song on that EP. It's called Deadweight.
All right. 89.1 KHOI, Arizona Landmine. This is Deadweight.
Here we go. Are you ready? Okay.
Why are you so hell-bent on destroying my self-esteem? It ruins everything. And how could you be so careless? What you choose to say? I hear them every day. And people who always bring me down. It's painful for the wretch to stick around. You stick around.
Guys, I've got to tell you, for being such a young band, your sound is very tight. It sounds like you've been together for years. How long have you known each other?
I've known Griffin and Ian for a couple years. One of my friends from the Quad Cities actually wanted me to introduce me to them like 4 years ago. And then I ended up working at Jimmy John's with Griffin's girlfriend, and I ended up meeting him like by chance eventually later.
So it was kind of Jimmy John serendipity.
That's what it always is.
Yeah, great stories are always at some type of a food establishment, doesn't matter where it is.
I love food.
Well, I do too. That's why that Euro stand has got my name on it every Friday and Saturday. So you have a new EP coming out. When can we see that? When can we hear that?
We're still in the works of putting everything together, but it's going to be put out on this record label that's based in San Antonio called Texas is Funny Records. Shouts out to them. Shouts out to Marcus. Shouts out to Scott. Yeah, they're really awesome and helping us out quite a bit, and it's really nice for them to be doing that. It should be on digital services like iTunes and stuff, and then I think we're going to have a cassette tape physical release of that.
That's awesome. You guys are an local Ames band. Are you all from Ames?
I'm from Pennsylvania.
Okay, so that's a no.
Yeah. I mean, we all live in Ames right now. Me, Dan, and Griffin live together in the same house, and Leon lives like pretty much across the street. But I was born and raised in upstate New York. I met Griffin in the Quad Cities. We went to high school together and moved up here for college. So,
Griffin, where are you from?
I was born in Corvallis, Oregon.
So we have an East Coast, West Coast band.
Yeah.
I get it.
We're all around.
Leon, you from the area?
I was actually born in Canada, Toronto. Yeah.
Intercontinental.
So what we mean when this is a local Ames band is that they're just all here right now. we do have a lot of people on the station tonight, and I'm going to roam over and talk to a couple people. We're going to get their impressions on what they think of the band. Hey, how are you tonight? Give me your name and tell me a little bit about what you think of this.
My name is Garrett Adams, and these guys are just rocking it right now. Really loud, really hard, good stuff.
Their music is very tight, very put together. They've got a sound that's, when I'm listening to you guys, I can definitely hear the influences that you spoke about earlier. Do you ever think about creating music specifically for those sounds, or does it come out and just become something very original for you all?
Yeah, that's kind of the thing. We try to kind of spark our own creativity with stuff like that. We definitely listen to tons and tons of music, and we are constantly inspired every day. There are so many bands that, started out kind of just like we do, and they're touring around, and they come to shows that we're booking, or we go play shows that they're playing, and they're kind of doing like the same thing that we're doing, and they are, bands like that are constantly inspiring us too, as well as bands that we've listened to for our whole lives. So.
Well, it's the way music was done a long time ago is you pushed out a record, you played as many shows as you could, and the digital age was not upon us. And now we have Spotify, we have Pandora, we have YouTube, we have internet access, so people can be listening to a radio station and then hear a band they've never heard before. It happens all the time at my shop, and it's one of the things that inspires me. It must be exciting to know that you're available to such a diverse, large audience throughout really the world. And right now, as we go out live, we have people in different parts of the world, in different countries, in different states, listening to this show. So now, not only are you being heard by our local folks here in Ames, people are streaming this live, and you're being heard all over the place. It's got to be pretty exciting for a new band to know that with a little bit of work, you can get into a lot of different radios.
Yeah. Yeah, I love radio. I actually used to work down the road at KURE, the campus radio station. And I just want to say thank KHOI for having us so much. I really, really respect all that you do for the Ames community, and it's really a pleasure to have us on here.
Well, we appreciate having you. Let's have a little round for them. Yeah. Griffin mentioned that we are a Ames-based community radio station, and it's important that we recognize that as a community radio station, we do need your help. We need people to come in and answer phones. We need people to come and help run this station so that we can provide the best quality musicians, the best quality programming that we can. It starts right here with live music, and to have this band here tonight is a special treat. You guys sound great. And we still have a couple more songs.
Yeah,
a
few, we have three.
Three more songs. Well, I should stop talking and let you play. Let's. What are we going to hear next? What are we going to play? I'm not playing anything. I'm just playing host.
You can join in if you want. But,
I can play a tambourine.
Oh, but we definitely need tambourine.
I can't sing and play tambourine. I lose my mind. they're underrated, you know.
Tambourine players do not get enough
credit.
Percussion, because it brings it together.
Well, what are we going to hear next?
Up next is another new song. This isn't going to be on the EP that we're releasing, but we might put it out later. But it's called, I think, Don't Be a Stranger is what we're going to call it.
We're going to go with the name of the song is, I think, Don't Be a Stranger, Arizona Landmine. 89.
silent. A story for the years. Can't you read the headlines? All living. All living. All living. So I'll stay.
Thank you.
That is Arizona Landmine, 89.1 KHOI. I'm going to talk to another listener in the audience. This is our friend Charlie. He's been around town for quite a while. He also goes by Flavor Basket, and I'm sure that a lot of people out in the listening area have heard Charlie and have seen him play in numerous locations, Vinyl Cafe, Iowa Music School, DG's. Also took a trip to the West Coast for a little while and is out back home. Well, how do you like this evening so far?
It's going great. The music sounds good.
Very simple and to the point. That's what I love about his writing. That's what I love about his music. He's a man of words. We love him here. I told him I was going to make him famous, but we're going to have to get more words out of you. That's all. This is 89.1 KHOI. We're so happy to have Arizona Landmine with us tonight. You guys have been really, really on point. Your percussion work is pretty good, Eli. I'm not going to lie. If you're making mistakes, I can't hear it. Well, I'm hearing it. It's just so loud. I'm missing it, you know. What do you guys, what's the next step for a band like this? What do you hope to achieve? Is this just something you're doing for fun right now? Is this a dream that you want to keep living? Is this something that's passion for you that you want to keep going on with?
I don't know. I'm kind of doing it and enjoying the ride, I guess. It's cool.
I could say it's a mixture between like having fun, because this is like the funnest thing we do collectively, I'd say. Like, this is what we're very passionate about, but it's also kind of like a small business for us, per se. You know, we work pretty hard at it, and we have like people backing us now, which is really helpful. And so short-term goals are like do a tour, go down to Texas and meet the dudes who are running the label that we're on, which will be really cool. Probably put out a record. So
that's great. I mean, you got to have fun while you do it, but if you're going to do it for any long term, you've got to have some business savvy. You've got to know what's going on. We have got just a few more minutes here. We got a couple more songs. We want to get those in. We appreciate you guys being here. It's been a blast. We've got two more songs, and really can't say enough about how good this band has sounded. I hope it sounds as good going over the air as it does here in the studio. What are we going to hear next?
This next song we're going to play is off the EP. It's a longer song. It's called American Spirits.
American Spirit. This is Arizona Landmine. You are listening on 89.1 KHOI.
Eventually, I keep inhaling nicotine. Silence is a voice.
Well, 89.1 KHOI, as things often do, we have reached the end of an hour. It goes by so fast. I know we had one more song, but you know what they say, always leave them wanting more. We'd like to thank the members of Arizona Landmine for being with us tonight. Let's give them one more big round of applause. And we'd like all our listeners to keep in mind that we are community-based radio. We'd like to be here in the future, so get involved. www.khoifm.org. You can find out all the information there to be part of this terrific operation. I think we're going to say goodbye now. We appreciate everybody being here tonight. Thanks again to Arizona Landmine, and be listening to us for future concerts. This is